Hello and welcome to this service from the Church of the Epiphany. Our letter is on hold due to the Canada Post strike, but the letter is posted on the website and the upcoming events section as well. Check that out. You just type in the Church of the Epiphany on the Google, and there you are. New Year's Eve, we are having a party, as we've done for many years. All the details are here. It's still only $35 and includes complimentary chips and ever-fresh pizza and midnight bubbly. It's licensed. There is a cash bar, plus lots of soft drinks. Christmas Star Bazaar was very successful thanks to all the shoppers, the donors, the crafters, the bakers, and the workers. Together we raised $2,000 for the church, and there are still items available. Well done, everyone. The draws are ongoing. There's a cookie draw, Win Your Christmas Baking, Handmade Afghan by Heather Jameson, and hockey tickets donated by the Miller George folks, the funeral home. We will be needing cookies for the cookie draw Saturday, December 7th before 10 a.m. And all the details and requirements and wishes are there. Sandra's Mint Smoothies for sale. The White Gift and Toonie Lunch is December 1st. And this is a chance to donate a toonie or better for your lunch and to offer a food donation or a gift card, and those all go to our own food cupboard for the Christmas season. Carols and lessons. So there's regular Sunday services in the morning at the church, and then in the evening at 7 at night, there is the carols and lessons service, followed by tea and goodies and the cookie raffle. Who knows, you may go home with your Christmas baking all done. You don't have to be present to win, though. The Fig Tree, a play, is being presented by Elviga Root Theatre, November 27th to December 1st in our hall. And please go to the Elviga Root Theatre website for the details and to buy tickets. And Christmas Eve in February, not January as previously stated, there's a turkey dinner. We're going to need help for that. Our food cupboard continues to great work. Butch's number is there. Canadian church calendars, we have a few left. They're $8. Make a great stocking stuffer. If you wish, our regular weekly donations or special donations can be sent to our envelope secretary, Barb Smallman. And now, the flowers in the sanctuary today are to the glory of God and in loving memory of a dear husband, Robert, granddaughter, Lindsay, grandson, Michael, grandson, Christopher, parents Leslie and Ethel Whittington, and sisters Linda and Diane, given by Sharon Williams and family. Let us worship. Shepherd of Israel, hear our prayer. As your son heard the plea of the criminal crucified with him, gather into Christ's holy reign the broken, the sorrowing, the sinner, that all may know wholeness, joy, and forgiveness. Amen. And our reading from the Gospel of John. This is about the kingdom of Christ. Then Pilate entered the headquarters again and summoned Jesus and asked him, "Are you king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I'm not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom belonged to this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you're a king?" And Jesus answered, "You say I'm a king. For this I was born, for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." And now our sermon. Perhaps you've heard this story. It's a great story. Many years ago, when Hitler's forces occupied Denmark, the order came that all Jews in Denmark were to wear yellow stars. The Danes had heard of the extermination of the Jews in other countries. The king had every person, including himself, wear the Star of David then. The king said, "We're all Danes." The king of Denmark identified with his people, even to the point of putting his own life on the line. It's a wonderful story with a powerful point. The only problem is, it isn't true. It's been told thousands of times. Well, too bad, because it's a great image for a king identifying with his people. It's the way things should be. A king like Christ would do just that very thing. Now, in our gospel story, Pilate asks Jesus, "Are you king of the Jews?" "Is that your idea?" Jesus says to him, "or did others talk to you about me?" See, Jesus was crucified on gossip, and he knows it. A legend had developed around Jesus that he was going to lead a revolt against Rome. In his conversation with Pilate, Jesus does imply that he's a king. "My kingdom," he explains, "is not of this world." Not of this world, a king of heaven, a king of kings from someplace other than this world. Pilate and Jesus, two different kingdoms. First, let's look at the kingdoms of this world. Pilate represents them. But who was this man? And why has the church remembered him throughout the ages? Even our creed, which does not mention any of the disciples, mentions him. "I believe in Jesus Christ, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate." We know that Pontius Pilate was about the same age as Jesus. Pontius probably had mixed feelings about his appointment as governor of Judea. He knew that it was one of the most difficult places to govern because of the religiousness of the Jews, and yet he also must have thought if he did a good job, avoided making errors, he could be assured of a good future in the foreign service of Rome. But from the beginning, almost everything went wrong for Pilate. At first, Pilate tries a strong-arm approach with these people who hate Rome, hate the Roman government with a passion. In an attempt to force Rome upon the people, he ordered his soldiers to carry the image of Caesar into the Jewish temple. Recall the Ten Commandments, no graven images. Caiaphas, the high priest, immediately retaliated by ordering 2,000 praying persons to surround Pilate's palace for 6 days and nights. Pilate threatened to massacre them, and in defiance, these protesters knelt before him, stuck their necks out, and dared him to kill them. They had called his bluff. Enraged and humiliated, he ordered the images which he had erected in the temple to be taken down. Next, Pilate tried the benevolent approach. Jerusalem needed a fresh water supply, so Pilate agreed to build an aqueduct. But he made the mistake of financing this capital improvement project with the funds from the temple treasury. There was a riot. Soldiers were called to put it down. Some people got killed, and Pilate ended up with a scathing rebuke from Rome. Pilate had lost control. Caiaphas, the high priest, and the council had Pilate over a barrel. He didn't rule them, they ruled him. And so, by the time the Jesus incident arose, what we see is a frightened man, insecure, knowing well that he could not afford to make one more mistake. Pilate had become the most cautious of politicians. And then, enter the Jesus problem. Listen again to the conversation. "Pilate, are you king of the Jews?" "Jesus, is that your idea, or did someone tell you that?" Pilate, "Am I a Jew?" Jesus, "My kingdom's not of this world." Pilate, "You are a king then?" Jesus, Yes, I am. Born a king to testify to the truth." Pilate, "What is truth?" Jesus is a king, but not the king of the Jews. Jesus' subtle distinction puts Pilate in a difficult position. He must find fault with Jesus based on the Roman law, and he cannot. The Jews have found fault with Jesus on religious ground. They want him killed, but they cannot. So what's Pilate to do? All the might and power of Rome at his fingertips, but he's become a timid man. Why? Because he never did take a stand for truth. But there is a second kingdom. Jesus tells Pilate that his kingdom is not of this world. Here is another kingdom, the kingdom of heaven. This is the last week of the church year, and on this last Sunday, we celebrate Christ the King. It began in the 1800s, when the world's great empires, British, America, Spanish, French, German, Russian, and the Japanese, were all at war or about to go to war somewhere. The Pope, seeing the whole world torn by war, wrote a letter in which he dedicated the world to Christ the King. He reminded these empires that God is present with all people, that Christ alone is King. The Pope's idea eventually became what we celebrate this day, Christ the King Sunday. You are right in saying, I'm a king, Jesus says to Pilate. For this reason, I was born. He is the king at birth, and he is the king in his death. But these things are lost on Pilate. He does not understand. We often say Christ is Lord, but do we comprehend what we're saying? When we name Jesus as King, do we know what we are doing? These two kingdoms, the kingdom of love and the kingdom of Pilate, do not see eye to eye. They're in conflict. Look at the truth we learned from the conflict of the two. We must learn that the meek shall inherit the earth. There's a power in giving up power, in emptying oneself. Jesus knew it. Pilate didn't. Perhaps this is the very answer to Pilate's question. What is truth? Truth? Truth is when one stands up for another. Truth is found in love. Truth is choosing kingdom values over earthly values. Truth is found in service over self. Truth is found in giving. If Pilate had done that, he would have been the greatest man in the world. But he didn't. Unwittingly, he played a part in killing the greatest man the world has ever known. And now, as we begin the rest of our service, I invite you to email me, TeresaCorrigan1@gmail.com. Let me know that you're listening to our service. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. Suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended the dead. The third day rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. Come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now let us pray. As a shepherd who cares for the flock, O God, you guide all things through Jesus, whom you have exalted over all creation as King. Hear the prayers we offer in his name for the creation he cherished and that you entrust to us. We pray this day for Barry and Linda, Debbie, Jamie and Jackie, Paul, Suzanne and Peter, Kenny, Jim, Norma, Dave, Peter, Dan, Mike, Scott and Lisa, Roger and Maxine, Wendy, Eric, Beverly, Sarah, Jane, Linda, Jackie and Cam, Janice and Darren. Look upon your people who rejoice in your justice and mercy and grant that the prayers we make may reveal Christ's reign in our time. Amen. And now, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And a prayer based upon our scripture. Most High God, majestic and almighty, our beginning and our end, rule in our hearts and guide us to be faithful in our daily actions, worshiping the one who comes as Savior and Sovereign, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. And our blessing from the Book of Common Prayer, the peace of God which passes all understanding. Keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen. And thank you for worshiping with us. Do be sure to be in touch to let me know that you're out there. And our parting blessing song.
Peace.